Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realest. Beyond the title to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skills and talented guests on from different places. Holla welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we on it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. On top instead of pick people's interest. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years with some veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listen, got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the top that's really on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you black gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimize and want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we attracted on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. If we come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio. Tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio with T-Real and Bobby G. We're here on this Saturday. We were supposed to air on Thursday, but, you know, we weren't able to, so here we are on this Saturday. And sometimes I like Saturday shows because, you know, on this Saturday, when we do Saturday shows, it's daytime, not real tired. You know, I don't have my child typically on that day, so I'm able – I don't have the distractions, you know what I mean? Like it definitely is kind of just like a little more chill and in less chaotic as far as everything that's going on a early Saturday afternoon. What's going on, Bobby G, man?
Hey, what's going on, Tay Will? Welcome everyone to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Will and Bobby G. Yeah, you know, life happens. And definitely Saturday mornings or afternoons, definitely good for me as well, so far as, you know, being well rested. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, with my schedule, like sometimes certain times at night, you know, doesn't work for me, first of all. And other nights, I may just be tired, still recuperating from a couple nights before, you know, with other things that I have, you know, on my schedule. So, but we're here now and we're about to bring it to you. And, great topic tonight. So, this is something
that's like... Let me know the topic, Bobby. Let me know.
Yeah, all right. Basically, tonight, So today, the topic is, why do women place good men in the friend zone? You know, so we all know about that, you know.
I think that's a great topic, you know. And, it's a great topic and easy to talk about. I'll kick it off. You ready to lock in?
Let's go.
All right, let's go. I'll kick it off. So, I have tonight, because typically it was going to be a night show, but actually now, today, on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be discussing the infamous friend zone. Yes, friend zone in caps. It's well recognized that modern women tend to friend zone good men who are interested in them. We see scenarios where the man and woman go way back, sometimes as far as grade school, and the man will be really into the woman, but she'll just hold him captive in the friend zone. It is indeed a frustrating position for men to be in, and it's becoming more and more common.
We also see this in so-called best friends of the opposite sex. Now, this is where things get even more complicated, because best friends are expected to be platonic. But opposite sex best friends tend to share so many intimate moments that a spark is typically inevitable. Now, if either party reacts to that spark is another discussion. But most of the time, men find themselves head over heels for their female best friend, tend to confess or give some type of signaling. But how many times do we see the women keep the best friend in the friend zone knowing he wants more?
Most of you probably know a woman, if not multiple, who turned down a nice guy with a solid career and a promising future, all for her lust of Pookie, who may be 6'3", with hazel eyes and her preferred skin tone, but also has a history of cheating, not providing much financial contribution, and even blaming his children's mother for his estranged relationship with his children. You know, the guy who sits on the couch and smokes weed, drinks beer, and eats all the food while his woman grinds to keep the lights on? Yeah, that guy.
Many men scratch their heads in confusion as they try to understand reason and logic when it comes to the complexity of how and why women choose the way they do. Well, tonight we will be breaking these scenarios down from our perspective while trying to gain some
understanding today, actually,
of the female mindset.
Should I actually say today?
Right.
Go ahead, Bobby. I was saying I should have said today because I'm thinking like, yeah, it's daytime, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. So basically, right, we will be breaking these scenarios down from our perspective while trying to gain some understanding of the female mindset from a partnership perspective. Yep, so here we go. It's about to get very interesting. Okay, so.
Yes, sir. So where do you want to start from, Bobby, man? I mean, like, you know, because we experienced this. I mean, we see it happen. I mean, thank goodness for the internet, right? If I'm going in and out, it's because my line beeping. But that's one of the things about doing the show in the daytime. You'll get more, like, calls and stuff, and I ain't expected to do the show today. I expected it to be done the other day, so there's some stuff I'm supposed to be doing, and, you know, getting phone calls and stuff, you know, so bear with me. But, yeah, like, we experience this, like, actually, personally. We go through these experiences on a personal level, but thank goodness for the internet, because the internet, like, allows us to see it, these things on a more grand scale. because we wouldn't have access to people who aren't celebrities, who aren't like television stars and stuff. We wouldn't have access to seeing these people and hearing these people on a public platform like we do the internet. The internet has now become way more popular than regular TV. Let's be honest. The internet is the number one form of entertainment now. It's not television anymore. I think we can agree to that, right?
Oh, yeah, that most definitely.
Yeah, right? We can definitely agree to that. And because of the internet, we're able to see other people, what they go through, their trials and tribulations, and we can kind of compare that to our own lives and see what similarities we have and what we agree with and what we disagree with, and it's helping us to grow and learn from each other on the grand scale. So thank goodness for the internet, because we see, like, our experience on this planet is so narrow with 7 billion plus people and growing, right? And how many people, you probably meet hundreds of people in your life, maybe even thousands, depending on the way you move in life, right? But how many of those people do you have an actual, like, you can say, I know that person's sense of humor, I know what makes that person laugh, what makes that person cry. Like, as far as that, it's so minute as far as the amount of people that, you know, you'll have an actual understanding and a real relationship, communication and stuff with, right? When it comes to the internet, now you get to actually hear other people, like, their trials and tribulations. You don't have to walk up to them, sit down, break bread, introduce yourself, and start sharing stories. You just click on your device, your computer, or your wireless device, or whatever, and you listen to these people's trials and tribulations. Sometimes you see it in real time, you know? And that's what's allowed us to gain these understandings, and even allowing us to be able to have this conversation right now online, where people who we would never meet in real life and never have access to are able to hear it. It's just important because, you know, growing up as a male, especially in the black community, like, you really, it's like, you're just programmed. You know what I mean, Bobby? Like, you're programmed to see the world from a certain perspective. I don't know if I want to say from a feminist perspective, but you kind of feel like women are the victims, men are trash, men don't take care of their children, especially in the black community. You know, men are horrible people. And if you want to be a good person, you almost got to be more like a woman. You know what I mean? That's kind of like, because, you know, you have single mothers and stuff raising men in the black community. And so a woman, how is a woman going to teach a man how to be a man? It's impossible. She can't do it. She's not a man. A woman is feminine, so you're going to develop some feminine traits when you're younger. You can outgrow it when you get older and become into your manhood and start being around other men and, you know, start to experience the world and experience life and start to grow into your manhood. But earlier on, you're going to be a late bloomer. You're going to develop feminine traits. And you're going to see the world more from a woman's perspective than a man's perspective because, you know, especially if you don't have no uncles or, like, some OGs that can really kind of, like, give you the, you know, the perspective of what it's like to be a man, not a loser man, not a deadbeat man that don't take care of his kids. So we're talking about, like, a real man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean. Yeah, Bobby. Go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead. Share
right.
a little bit of your perspective. I don't want to go too long and not give you a chance to put in share your perspective when it comes to basically wrapping up and just, like, you know, it's just we don't get to learn how to, and that's important because we don't see that women are not as innocent as they're made out to be when you're younger. Like, you know what I mean? When you're, and then you grow up and you realize, like, oh, it's not what it's shaped up to be. I'm not just you know, I don't have to be like a woman to be a good person. You know what I mean? And women do cheat, and women do treat men like trash too, and it's a two-way street and stuff. And you know what I mean, Bobby?
Yeah.
Women do
take
advantage of men and friend zone them and stuff. But go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, well, you know, and you know, I understand, like, certain women, like, over the past couple of decades, you know, some men, like, in a certain generation, you know, men were abusive to their wives physically. They were abusive so far as cheating, having babies by other women. There was a lot of, including my father. You know, that's why I'm just going to keep it real. I understand why some women feel the way they do about men in general, because of the men who was there before us that were doing things that wasn't really considered being a man. But, you know, a lot of men feel that they can cheat because they're a man. You know, they can cheat on the woman because they're a man. Like, that's what men do. But if they found out a woman did it, they would whip their woman's ass. They would, you know what I'm saying, like, physically abuse them, of course, verbally abuse them, disrespect them, all types of ways. So, and still cheat on them because they're a man. Some men actually think like that. Some men actually feel like, oh, I'm a man. You know, that's what we do. That's an excuse. You know what I'm saying? That's an excuse to cheat because you're a man. That's, I'm a man. That's what we do. No, that's not what real men do. And this is why, me personally, I chose to not be like my father in those ways, because he, you know how many, he had 9 children with my mother. But while he was having those 9 children with my mother, he was having children with other women. I got a bunch of half brothers and sisters, you know, so I got a bunch of, some of them I don't even know. But when my pops passed away, I believe he had, you know, back in like 2007 or something like that, and he had like 16 or 17 children, you know, that I knew of, like 2 of them, half sister, half brother, you know what I'm saying, but the rest I didn't know, but maybe 3 of them, like. But, you know, so I understand that. But also, you know, for, it makes it look bad for all men, even the men that are out there doing all the right things, who love their women, they love their children, not cheating on them, not beating on them. Like, you know what I'm saying? It makes men in general look bad. You know, a lot of women still think back to the days when they was abused by men, you know, got raped by men, you know, things like that, sexually abused and stuff like that, which I understand. That's wrong. But for, once again, though, for those men who, it's like everyone, every man pays for what these negative men did to our women, our, you know, siblings or aunts, grandmothers, mothers, our women in our family of the past and even the present. So, you know, so that's, I do understand that. But for the good brothers, that's real stand-up men and guys who wants to be there and do the right thing by his woman and his children, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't deserve it. And now, even a guy who's, like, who's on the dating scene, no children, no wife, who's just out there, you know, dating and trying to find a decent woman in his life, you know, to get put in the friend zone, you know, that's like, you know, wow. Like, I want more than the, which is, if you cool with the friend zone thing, I mean, there's guys who do have women friends, and that happens. So I'm not saying it don't happen at all, and I'm not saying that it can't happen. You know, these things do happen, because I know some great women friends. That, am I attracted to them sexually? They are sexually attractive. They are. But I just don't look at them like that because they're friends. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying, but if it, some women, if they wanted to go that they wanted to, for some reason it changed. I don't know if I would want to change the friendship. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know. But for some guys who want it more than to be in the friend zone, and that's the way where she put them at, then yeah, that's a guy needs to really. They need to really let this woman know, like, okay, you know, a lot of friends do become lovers down the line. You know what I mean? Some women feel that it's good to be friends first with your lover, you know, with the person they eventually fall in love with and start a relationship with. So they want to be able to be friends first, know each other's secrecies, you know, things that she wouldn't share with another guy, you know, maybe their girlfriend, you know. So they want somebody that who knows them, who really knows them, where they know their personality so well that no one can tell them anything different about them, because they're like, nah, that's my girl. Now, she wouldn't do that or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa, you know. Or if someone says something negative about the guy friend, she'd be like, nah, you know, nah, that's not him. I know him better than that. So, nah, you know what I'm saying? So that's good to really know somebody's personality. That's a good thing. But, like, you know, for a guy that's being put in the friend zone, you know, and he wants more, he needs to, first, he needs to just, like, put it out there up front. Don't wait too long before you now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you cool with being friends. Some guys think that, okay, yeah, I'm going to be friends for a while, but then down the line, I'm going to let her know. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes a woman, they just look at you like that, and they don't want to change. I see that all the time on certain things, movies I watch, even sitcoms and stuff like that. I see that all the time where a guy wants to go further, but he doesn't, because of the fact that she loves him so much as a friend, and he doesn't want to break her heart or change things, so he just keep it like that. But he knows he really want to be with her in a different, on a different level, not just being a friend. So, but like I said before, you know, it is good to be friends first, or at least find out, like, okay, with the woman, listen, you know, I want more than, okay, I'm cool with being friends, but I'm looking for more down the line. Find out where the chances are moving forward of possibly getting into a relationship, and see and get her point of view on that, or where she stands on that, you know, so you'll know what to expect and also what to do, you know, moving forward, you know, if it's, you know, if you need to move on. I'm not saying, like, move on. You can keep her in the friend zone, but then move on to another relationship. But she can still, if you want to just be friends. Because sometimes, even I've seen a sitcom like that, a show, where the guy moved on. He was like, okay, you want to be friends? Okay, we can still be friends, but I'm going to move on and looking for another relationship. And then when he got into another relationship, he was still friends with the female, but then now she wants him as wants more than the friendship now. It's like he moved on so far as that, and she saw it and got, it's like she got jealous, or like now she wanted him because he was now in another relationship, but he was still keeping her as a friend, but he moved on from trying to get in a relationship with her because he just figured it just wasn't happening, and that's where she stood, and he respected it. And he just wanted to, he said, you know, I'm going to move on, but we can still, hey, you know what, I'm cool with the friendship, but I'm going to move on. So that sometimes, it's weird, man, but that's what happens sometimes too. So, yeah. So, all right. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on that? What do you think? Any other thing comes to mind?
About to unpack that, I didn't know if you had so many siblings, Bobby. That's crazy.
Oh,
did not know you had all those siblings. Wow.
Yeah.
So
yes.
You got a huge family and a lot of family members that you don't even know. A lot of siblings, because those siblings probably all got children, if not all of them, most of them. Imagine, look at all those generations. Yes. You know, of nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews that you don't even have access to. That's horrible. That's horrible. And it's something that's too common in the Black community. But to stay on the topic, though, it's I mean, I'm not going to see and act like, listen. I don't think I would deserve to have a platform calling it real, a show called It's Real Talk Radio, and not be keeping it real. Because, of course, the prideful side of you was like, you don't want to expose vulnerabilities, but this is It's Real Talk Radio, so we here to be vulnerable. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't, because, you know, men sometimes, like the men, especially the men that do, like, have these types of discussions online, on YouTube and everything, they always show, like, the wins, the W's, when they came out on top and how they had them and they didn't want the women and they just win. But a lot of men don't show, like, the realistic nature that, you know, as a man, you take a lot of L's when it comes to, you know, relationships and dealings and all that stuff, you know, as well. Some men take more, it happens less often, but nonetheless, it happens. We take L's. You know, I'll take many L's. I'm going to tell you and not be ashamed to say it. I've taken many L's, and I have had women place me in a friend zone, and I, you know, make myself vulnerable and let them know that, like, I like them, I'm into them, and we talk all the time, but I'm really into them like that. Like, let's explore this and see what we got. I mean, we sitting here spending hours. Because, listen, it's happened, man. It's happened. Like, it's not even a – you can't even have – this is something that's like – you can have this conversation. You can't get everything out on one conversation because it's so common. It's so much stuff to dive into. And – I just had a situation many times where, like, you know, it's like it makes sense. We're clicking, and we talk all the time, I'm giving you all my time. And it's like, yeah, I'm sitting here talking to you 3-4 hours a day. Like, we go together, but we're friends. Okay, now I'm starting to, it's to the point where I'm able to finish. You know how with the couples, you can tell they spend a lot of time together when they can finish each other's sentence? Right. I get to the point where I can finish your sentence, you can finish my sentence. That's how much we talk, right? But, nonetheless, here we are friends, and I got to hear about this. But you're single, and I'm single. We're both single, but we're friends. But I might got to hear about, you know, let's say a guy that you're talking to each other. Y'all aren't seriously dating. Y'all not in a relationship. You just been getting to know them or whatever. And it's like, well, hello, I'm right here. I've been giving you all my time. I'm the one you can fight in, like, doesn't it make sense that we, you know, try to explore this and see, you know, what it is? Like, you know,
right.
Like, why
no,
would you
want
to try it with the guy that you're giving all your time to? He's giving you all his time, and you're literally confiding in me. I'm not blowing you off. I even sit here and listen to you talk about the news that you deal with, even though I don't really want to hear that because I'm a guy, all of that. But I'm here for you, and it's like, oh, wow, but, you know, when I try, it's like, no, but you're my friend. I don't look at you that way. It's like, man, like, it sucks. It does suck, you know, to
it
be
does.
In a situation.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like, and it happens more common with women doing it to men. Now, of course, men do that to women, but it's way more common for a woman to tell a man, I look at you like a friend. Okay, well, here's my thing, right? Look at me like a friend. I got to respect that, and if I ain't feeling it, then I can say, all right, well, I don't want to do this. Because, you know, I meant to you ain't meant to be. This ain't going to work. You know what I mean? But it's like, the thing is, it's like, all right, so why do you want to talk to me so much? Like, it's like you're using me. And that's the thing I don't like about the whole friend zone thing. Women will use men to keep them in a friend zone. It's like you're giving me all of this time and attention. You're listening to my stuff too, but it's mostly you. Of course, more likely women going to be doing most of the complaining. Let's be realistic, right? Women are going to be doing the more of like, oh, this happened, that happened. Guys, we're a little more chill when just like, it's life, it's hard, it happens. women are going to be more up there like, oh, my God, this, that. And you're sitting here like, oh, okay. Well, maybe you should try this. And, oh, you want a hug? Maybe you can go out for lunch. You're doing all this stuff. But it's like, at the end of the day, she don't have no place for you. She's just like, she wants to, you know, talk to you a lot because she wants to keep you around. And if she doesn't give you attention and she don't talk to you, then when she needs you, you aren't going to be there. So it's like she'll talk to you and she'll blow off her girlfriend to have a conversation with you because she loves talking to you, but she's not interested in you. She is using you. Let's be realistic. But we all use each other in some way, shape, or form, right? But no, she is, like, really using you. You know what I mean? Like, a woman, if she, unless it's literally platonic, like, y'all went to elementary school together, third grade together, y'all both look at each other like that. You can tell the difference from a legit platonic, we are grade school type friends relationship between two people as opposed to we men as adults. But obviously, how did I get your number? Obviously, I was interested. Somebody was interested. How did you get each other's numbers and stuff, right? So here we are. I hollered at you or whatever. Somehow I got your number and we talk and we hang out. We deal. You know what I mean? There was something to initiate that, to start that experience. Yet here I am, laying all the chips on the line, stop doing everything. Listen, it's hard for me to bond with another woman. Because I'm giving you that much time. I'm trying to meet other women, but you calling me every 10 minutes, and we have great conversation. We enjoy it, so I don't want to blow you off, or you want to go hang out for a dinner date, and it's like, oh, that's going to be fun, cool, right? I'm giving you all of that. It's taking away my time to build with another woman. Another woman, because, you know, a person like me, I'm not going to sit here and be fake. If another woman call, I mean, I could not answer. I'd be like, hey, yeah, I'm with my friend. And they hear in the background, like, hold on, that's a woman? That's a female friend? Like, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. And they might feel like, oh, damn, well, you hanging out with females, I know that's your friend, but damn, like, you know, they might feel like I want to kind of back off of that because, like, you know, most men probably wouldn't even say nothing. But nonetheless, like, you have less time for other women who could be potential real partners because you're giving this woman all your time and she's just absorbing you for everything you have. Because guess what? When she get a real man, an alpha man, it's like, hey, I don't do that male friend stuff. Like, that's going to have to be to a minimal or that's going to have to be terminated in general. And she will do. I've seen it happen. I'm not saying all women do. A lot of women will do it. She might sneak and talk to you while he at work, but she ain't going to talk to you when he around. She's not going, you know, unless she's that, like, ain't no nigga going to tell me nothing, woman. You know what I mean? Other than that, like, she going to respect it, and you're not going to hear much from her. She might block you or delete your number, take you off social media, or just not hardly respond to you. And that's something, that's a tough pill to swallow, but it's happened to me before. Bobby, I'm going to get you. I could go on and on, but I'm going to get your thoughts, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, man, you hit the nail on the head. I totally agree. You know, definitely agree with that. You know, if some women are selfish like that, when it comes to them, they want you to be there for them, to vent to and be like their person to, release whatever stress, whatever things they might go through, but then don't want to hear nothing you got to say to them. You know, that's true. And then as soon as they get what they want, a man come in their life, And you're in the friend zone, but when a real man comes in their life or a real male that they're interested in, they may still talk to you on the side, but it ain't gonna be the same. They might totally cut you off because her man ain't gonna want her, you know, having no male friends to be venting to and things like that. So yeah, so you do have those women that would do that. Of course, you will have the other women that no, that's not gonna let a man tell them what to do with their friends or whatever. But, you know, you're going to have those too. The ones who is using you to talk to and vent to until what they consider a real man come around. And then they're going to discard you like trash, you know? So, yeah, that you get that. So I totally get what you're saying. I agree. They're all women like that. They just use men for their own purposes, you know. So, yeah, there are definitely women like that. I agree. Now, they got the real women, you know, the real friends that won't do that now. But you do have those too. You do have those women that use men for her own selfish reasons, you know. So until they get what they want, you're just that person that's there in the meantime, you know, to pass time with, you know. So, yeah, that's a fact. So I agree with that. I agree with what you said, man. I get it because I see that. I see that a lot in real life, and I see it even in some of these movies I watch. And look at The Best Man. Look at The Best Man with Harold Penn and his girl, you know. His girl.
Was that the one? I'm going to make sure I'm not getting mixed up. That's not the one where cheated on her fiance, like, with the best friend bridal shower or the bachelor party or right the day before the wedding or the night before the wedding and she smashed her best friend or something like that.
Right, that's it. You're right. That's it.
That's that movie.
Talk about. That is the movie. That's the one.
Yeah.
I'm talking
okay.
About. And look how the light skinned girl cheated Harold Penn. You know, until he found that girl who was a stripper, but they had the same things in common. He wound up getting with her. So, yeah, everything you just said, that's a key example of that, of what you just said. That's a key to anyone who's seen The Best Man. So, yeah.
It's horrible, man. Like, it's horrible because it's like, it's a horrible experience because, you know, it's like men have feelings and emotions too. But, of course, we're men. We try not to show it. We try to stay in our masculine energy. But at the same time, you're still a human being. So it don't feel good. And I'm talking about, I ain't talking about, oh, you just attracted. It's a difference from I'm attracted and I want to hit to, like, I am in love with your mind. When you can say I'm in love with your mind, that means you're really, really into her. And not being pretty much denied saying you're not good enough for her because she's single. So if she's single, there's no, I'm just doing me right now. No, women say that. They use that as an excuse because you're not what she wants. If you are what she wants, you can best believe she would give you, she would be craving you as much as you crave her. You know what I mean? Like, that's a tough pill to swallow, too. Like, the fact that it comes down to it. You're in the zone because she is not attracted to you. If she was attracted to you, there's no way she's like, oh, I'm attracted to you. You make me wet. But I don't want this. What more can she want other than, like, all right, maybe you ain't got enough money and all that stuff. And some women, they're attracted to the money. And some women, they don't, you know, they say they can't even get wet if you ain't got no money. Right? But I don't think the average woman is like that. Right? That's just a whole different breed of woman. That's a whole different discussion. You know what I mean? Typically, a woman wants to be attracted to you. So it's like, but it's crazy because, like, on one hand, you get it, right? You want to be attracted to the person, but on the other hand, it's like, but if you're not attracted to that person, why would you even entertain, like, all of that, like growing like that? Like, you talk too much. Like, I've been in that situation. I was like, oh, we talk like we go together. I mean, hours a day. Why? We're just friends. We're just cool. We should be, like, once a week or a few times, maybe a couple times a month or something. Like, why are we talking all the time? Somebody's going to start liking somebody. At some point, it's rare that somebody ain't going to like somebody unless both people just ain't attracted to each other. Or they go so far back, I'm talking about, like, second grade type, out. We look at each other like family. And even in those situations, a lot of times people still end up being attracted to each other. Somebody is really in love with that person, they don't want to tell them. And typically, the woman will control access to sex, may control access to wealth, and may control access to marriage. Women control access to sex. What do men crave? Sex. So you could be into a woman, right? But she could be into her, but not like, oh, my God, I'm in love with her. You could be like, oh, I like her. But it's more about I'm sexually attracted to her. Like, it's more about that. You know what I mean? Whereas though a woman, it's like she is more than likely going to be more about, like, the whole thing. Like, she's really into you. She's going to open up her legs, risk getting pregnant. You know what I mean? That's going to change her life forever. Like, for a woman to do that, to risk that, an average woman, not a thought, like, she's really, really, you know, feeling you. And we just see it. It's more common than you think, because it's such a stereotype that the men are always publicized. Like, you hear, even when you see, like, these reality shows and when you see these movies and stuff, it's always where, like, I don't watch reality shows. I could be wrong. I hate reality shows. I don't watch them. I'm going to say movies. I don't watch reality shows. Where, like, you know, the man is the one that's, like, the bad person. He's the one that's cheating or hitting on his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, and she's looking for an escape, and here comes this great guy saving the damsel in distress. It's the same thing every time. That's why I'm just so, it's so annoying. It's annoying. I'd be wanting this movie to be more realistic. Like, the woman is the one, and I know there are some movies. I know people can give examples of probably some movies where, like, the woman is the one that's the bad person and everything, but generally it's like always the man that's like the bad person and the woman is the victim. But in real life, it's about even. It's almost even. Those percentages ain't far. It's about even, because a bad guy is typically a guy that, what, in the black community, a guy that sells drugs, gangbangs, and, you know, doing that stuff, right? A bad guy is usually somebody who is doing bad things to affect the community, to affect people, multiple people, typically, right? And a woman that's a bad woman will generally just, oh, yeah, she got some issues, she needs some therapy. But no, she is a bad person. She's no better than the street thug right there. Like, she's a bad person. She treats people horrible. She treats the kids horrible. She's she just talk about people in a negative way on social media and post pictures of people's children talking about them and stuff. She's a horrible person. She's no better than a street thug. You know what I mean? But the double standard, the hypocrisy, is like the woman will just be like, oh, well, she's, you know, oh, girl, you're crazy. She's crazy. Oh, she's funny. No. She is a bad person. They don't get held to the same standard. They can get away with stuff like mistreating people, abusing people, you know, and stuff like that. It's more common for a woman to use men than it is for a man to use a woman. Let's be realistic, because the man that uses the woman is this whole drawn-out thing of like, oh, yeah, well, he didn't took our cards and spent our money and all that stuff, right? And those guys are dudes. We understand that. But how many women friend-zone men and lead them on? Not to say that makes her the worst person in the world, but at the same time, is that good characteristic? Is that good character traits? Is that somebody that deserves women of the year? Somebody that would use a man like that? And she knows, a woman knows when a man wants that booty. Am I right or wrong, Bobby? Am I right or wrong? She knows that dude wants to hit. Men, it's almost impossible to hide it. You have to be almost like a psychopath, someone who specializes in hiding, you know, your true motives and stuff. You know what I mean? Most of the time, a woman going, no. She knows that he wants to smash, but she's still leading them on, though. She's still leading them on. She still, because she wants somebody that she can, you know, sometimes the friend might be, give her money and stuff, and, oh, she come with this sob story. He's like, oh, what can I do? Here's some cash. Hey, let me cash out you something. Let me take you out. Let me make you feel better. But she know she's not going to give him no play. He's not going to hit. And she know he ain't going to hit. But she's going to keep him around and let him think, keep the hope alive that, well, she's giving me time and attention. So maybe at someday, at some point, you know, I'll get to get some play, and I'll get to be the one that's like, I'm her knight in shining armor, and me and her are exclusive, and I'm the one that's going to, you know, get to have the unforgettable day getaway in Puerto Rico and stuff with her. No, she's going to talk to you about her unforgettable birthday getaway in Puerto Rico with the Pookie O'Reilly that she's hanging out with, who might be 6'3", light-skinned, hazel eyes, and all that stuff, right? But, you know, he is just a Pookie O'Reilly. Like, you know, at the end of the day, she's going to complain to you about all the stuff that he's did or didn't do, and you're going to soak all that up. You're going to take all the baggage, and he's the one that's having all the fun. He's the one that's glazing those buns. He's the one that's glazing the buns, right? And you're the one that's stuck just cleaning up the mess. You know how when you you actually made some buns, right, and put them in the oven and stuff, and then it's gonna leave that residue, and you're gonna have to soak the pan and clean it out and stuff. No, you're that guy. You're the dishwasher. You know what I mean? That's what you do. You're the dishwasher. He's the chef. The Pookie, the Ray Ray, he's the chef. He's the one in there in the kitchen, you know, getting it heated, hot and heated up in there. He's getting all the pleasure, and you start cleaning up the mess. Yeah.
You remember what Bobby Mace said, right? And you remember what Mace said in one of his songs when he said, "Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone. Mace be the one that'll make you moan." That right there says it all. And I'm going to tell you, some of these women, right, women, they look at men. They look at men in general. They have a view of men in general. But also women are visual, just like they say men are. Because if a man has a tight body, you know, workout, six-pack abs, and he looks good, they put up with so much BS from them. They can talk to them any type of way, and they will like it, and women will like it. Women will be like, they need a man to be a man and make them feel like a woman. They could talk down to them, very condescending. They could say things like, you know, you better do this, or don't make me do that, or whatever. Like, you know, they
call them the B word.
They can call them the B word. They can do all types of stuff, and women will love it. You know what I'm saying? Most women, not all, will go for that. But the majority of these women, they love that. So, and that's a fact. So, yep, it's crazy. So, yep. Hold on a second.
It is crazy. It really is. But let's use this as a teaching tool for the younger men out there, because these young men, like, I wish I would have known what I know now when I was a young man. I would have avoided a lot of stuff. But life don't work that way. It's the OGs. There's no time machine, at least that we know about, right? So the OGs have to be the one that passed down that experience to help the next generation have it a little easier. That's one part of our actual duties, procreate and pass down the knowledge to the next generation. That's very important. If you're not doing that, and if that's not something that's a priority in your life, then you are failing as a human being. Like, that's important to do. We need to do that because, you know, for instance, like this, I wish I would have had an OG to pass some of this knowledge down to me and let me know, like, hey, this is how women are, man. You got to watch out. You know what I mean? I've wasted so much time. I'm talking about years out of my life, had my heart broke, smashed into a million pieces on this whole nice guy thing, which really is now a nice guy's are known as simps. Now, being a nice guy instantly makes you a simp because you're a nice guy. Nice guys tend to be pushovers. What I've come to the realization is that there's a balance that you have to find, because you don't want to be just the nice guy. You don't want to be the simp. You don't want to be the guy that's only known for being nice. You don't want to be a pushover. Then you don't want to go too far over the other edge and become a jackass. You don't want to become a Pookie or a Ray Ray. You don't want to become that person neither. You need balance. It's okay to be a nice person, but you still have to stand firm in your truth and your beliefs and put your foot down and say, no, I ain't settling for that. No, like, you know, I mean, we talk, what we doing here? We talk a lot. I enjoy the conversation. But if I don't got no shot with you, or if you ain't going to let me smash, and I think those conversations need to be had more, because it seems insensitive. No, men, especially young men, please listen. You have to be able to say that. And a woman will, you might just turn on, she might actually let you smash. You might make her instantly wet when you tell her that. And she sees, because women are attracted to masculinity. They can't help it. So when you're putting your foot down, like, nah, she will go be like, oh, no, I ain't into you like that, so nah, screw you and block you. That's okay. You might have some women that's going to be like, oh, my goodness, you turned me on for the first time ever. What you doing tonight? You know? And that's a gamble you got to be willing to take, however it goes, because you got to be able to put your foot down. You don't want to go through what I went through, what Bobby and other men who are older went through, and it's like they will use you. They will use you. They will absorb you. Don't let her just throw you in the friend zone and just come to you with all her problems and you helping out and you giving up money and you being her shoulder to lean on. You ain't getting nothing out of it. At least you are smashing. At least you're getting something out of that, because the end goal for most men is what? To smash. That's what we do. So if you're smashing, okay, you're dealing with a little, but you're smashing though, so cool. When you're not getting nothing out of it, you don't get to smash, and she won't exclusively devote herself to you. You are literally her personal tampon. That's all you are. My right, Bobby, would you agree with that? You're her personal tampon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So you probably got just a tampon.
Just stepping up. What's tampon do? Yeah. They use them on their target, like to get all that nasty, to get all the dirt and access the blood and all that stuff, the stuff when the player clean them up and stuff. Yeah. That's what you are. You're just the tampon. Yeah. You're just there to absorb all of that stuff and then get thrown in the trash once you're done with you.
There you go.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Exactly. Oh, man. Yeah, that is a fact. That is a total fact right there. Big facts. That's a big fact. That's the thing, man. See, that's what I was saying before. Women, it seems like they already know on sight what they want to do, or at least what they plan on doing with that person, with that guy. Now, if, like I said before, if you are that guy who's like, look like you live in a gym, you're going to get treated different from an average guy. You know what I'm saying? A regular guy, decent guy, good man, but just maybe not a person who hits the gym every day. So you're going to get treated differently from that guy. It all depends. And then, another thing is this. If a guy has money, these are the things women will bend over for. If a guy is, first of all, good looking, tall, whatever, if he has a nice, don't let him have a house. Don't let him have a big home that says that he doesn't have a wife, nice car, and he has a lot of money. Those are things that women will get wet for. Okay? Because a lot of women feel like a broke guy or a guy who doesn't have much won't even get their coochie wet. So that's the way they look at it. I'm sorry to say, that's the way they look at it. So they will put up with whatever if you have those things right there I just said. But if you don't, then they're going to treat you. They're going to try to use you to be in the friend zone and try to treat you like a simp. You know what I'm saying? Those type of things. If you put up with it, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? If a guy puts up with that, that's on the guy. And it's sad because a lot of these guys, they're both guys who care about a specific woman, but that specific woman is treating them like that, like a tampon, and that's not cool. That's not cool.
Oh, Bobby, I got it. I got it, Bobby. You ready? I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Man pawn. That's what you are. That's we had to make that a new thing. You're a man pawn. If you're in a friend zone and you ain't getting nothing out of it, and you're stuck in the friend zone, you want her, she don't want you, but she still confiding in you and want to talk to you and want to absorb all of your time and energy and resources, and you ain't got nothing to show for it, you're a man pawn.
Hey, you need to capitalize on that right now, because anybody here, they will put that on a T-shirt or something, and then now it's theirs. You better be the first one to put that out now.
You heard it first here on this Real Talk Radio. Yeah, you got the audio to do it, man. Man pawn. Well, I've been a man pawn too many times in my life. Too many times. Don't be a man pawn, man. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. You need to put that on Printify, Spotify right now. Man, make a man pawn T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's
to create a logo.
Millions of dollars. You just created a word that when people get it, don't let women treat you like a man pawn.
Please don't. Man. Don't be that. It's because you feel so having confidence is so important as a man. And to have that stripped away, if you have somebody that you're giving audience, because when a woman go through it too, we are not going to act like they don't, but it's always like everybody feels sorry for them. Just like when a woman is broke down on the side of the road, especially if she look good, you're going to have multiple men trying to pull over. They might have an accident all trying to pull over at the same time. But when the guy's on the broke down on the side of the road, nobody cares. And that's just the same thing when it comes to, you know, feeling away your emotions. I remember a woman that I dated left me little. I was a lot younger at the time. Literally left me, like, I was just literally, like, just tears, like, falling down. Like, I can't believe you're doing this to me. Like, literally, like, just sobbing. Like, wow, tears coming down my face and everything, right? There was a woman that was right there. She just looked at me. She ain't like, are you okay? Because after it happened, then the woman went her way. The woman I was dealing with kind of went her, you know, she went her way. And I was stuck kind of just standing there feeling horrible. And I'm just like sobbing, trying to get myself together, you know. And she just kind of looked at me. Now, you can look at that like, oh, yeah, but you're a man, you're supposed to be master. I was younger. I was way younger. I'm just talking about like, way younger, way, way, way younger. And I was a young man going through pain. If there was a woman that was right there that was going through that, me as a man, I ain't had to be attracted to her. She could have been 400 pounds. I would have consoled her. I would have gave her a hug. You okay? It's going to be all right. You want to talk about it? Just as a human being. Forget this. Anything, just as a human being. You good? If I see a guy like that, I go wrap my arms around him. And I'm like, oh, you good, fam? I'm like, it's good, man. You want to talk about it, man? I kind of see what was going on. You all right? Well, I might mind my business because, you know, sometimes men be a little too, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like trying to be too tough or whatever. But I would be willing to do that even if for a guy. But that's just for a woman. No, hands down. But nobody cares when there's a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody cares about a man's emotions and stuff. She just looked at me. And I ain't going to lie, the back of my subconscious was like, I hope she, like, you know, consoled me because I need it so bad right now. She just looked at me. That's it. I think we was both about to catch the bus because this was years ago. I was on a bus then at that time. And she was looking at me. She didn't say nothing the whole time. It was just like, no, I wasn't catching the bus. I was driving, though. I think I was driving. No. Yeah, I was catching the bus. But this happened. It was said, I know I was at the bus stop, but I wasn't catching the bus. She was. That was the whole life. I was driving. And she just looked at me. It's crazy. And that's how I be. Nobody cares, man. Nobody cares when he's a man. You know what, Bobby?
Yep. Yeah. That's how it is, man. You know, that's another thing. When you, like, if you're in the car and you're driving, it seems like it's so much easier to pick up a woman because they, first of all, you got a car. They see a guy in the car. They ready. Then they at the bus stop. They say, you got a car. They kick it with you. You can take them around places where they want to go. You know what I'm saying? They look at, like you said, they find a way to use a man for their needs. Oh, he got a car. He can take me here. He can take me there. But they'll be willing also to cut out something for that. Now that you have something to offer them, you know, that's how a lot of them are. Now they will probably
but that's still use
your car. That's called using, right? But they would, right.
They right, because they'll do that.
For them to give you something.
Huh? Right. I'm going to let you get back to I want to interrupt your thoughts. I want to say this real quick before I lose it. They'll have a car and they won't have a car. And they'll still use you, and they'll still look down on you as they are better than you. They're above you because you aren't the Prince Charming, the right hype build and stuff that they want in a man, but you're willing to take her to places and be a nice guy and pick her up and take her to work and stuff in hopes that she'll give you some play. And she'll use it to her advantage knowing that she won't want to. She's not going to give you no play, but she's going to give you enough to keep you around so she can utilize and use you. And it's crazy. It's frustrating because I've been through it so many times, and I know young men that's going through it right now, and it's like they need to hear. They need OGs like us to tell them about this. I wish I could have saved myself from this because women, they band together and they getting their girl talks and all that stuff, and they talk about men and all that stuff. And men, we allow this stuff to happen to us. We got to stop simping. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, so that's a fact. You know, women will use guys because they have certain things. Now, some guys know this, but some guys are like, you know what? I got this, I got that, now I can get this and get that. That's how you look at it. Some of these guys, I got the car, I got this, I got that, now I can get the girl. Because he knows that's what she wants. So this, to me, they're taking advantage of that, the fact that, oh, this is what you want? I got that, so let's go. You know? But you cannot tell me what to do. Because this is what you want, right? So I'm giving you what you want. Now you're giving me what I want. I want more, though. God means I want more. I got this and that, so this is enough for you so I can get what I want. But I don't only want that. So I'm moving on to find other women because I'm giving you what you want. So you understand what I'm saying? Like, you want the guy with the car. You got the guy with a little money. So that's all you want. You don't want the guy that's going to be honest and faithful. You were just looking at the material thing. So, but I don't want that. So this is what you want. I'll give it to you. But you can't tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying? There's guys who feel like because they bring home the bacon, like they, you know, they take care of the woman. She lives in her house, this, that, and the other. He's giving her what she wants. She can't say nothing when he goes out and steps out on her and be out and go and knowingly. Some women know that they out there doing anything, but they can't say nothing because he's giving her what she want at home. Give her a roof over her head, give her a couple of dollars, so they can't tell him nothing else. And look at D.L. Hughley's story. He says that he actually goes, look at D.L. Hughley's story and everything. He says that he does what he wants because he brings home the bacon. He's the man. So his woman, his wife can't tell him nothing. So that's exactly why, that's a great point. If you look it up, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You'll see that's why I said that. So, yep, it's a fact. So, yeah, look up some stuff. That's what I'm saying. And can you blame a guy for being that way? Can you blame a guy for being that way if that's all the woman wanted? See, she didn't want him, like, his love and affection and him to be loyal to her. She wanted him because he had these material things, and he gave it to her. So I'm not saying that he's right, but I'm just saying, was the woman, that's what she said she wanted, and she got it. So there you go. Now, like I said before, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do a woman like that right now. I want a real woman who wants me for me. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't want that type of relationship no anymore. You know what I'm saying? When I was younger, maybe, yeah, like, well, okay, that's cool with me, but not now, you know? So, yeah. You know, I'm not a womanizer. I may have been used to men when I was younger, but I'm not a woman. Right now, you know, I'm into a real relationship. Like, we both doing the same, treating each other equally. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, So that's pretty much me, man. But, you know, some of these women, they get what they ask for. Some women, they get what they ask for. Now, some guys, and there's a lot of guys who are being treated, you know, wrong by these women. But then when you got the guy, these guys who got money, these rappers or these ball players and stuff like that, who really got a nice piece of change to sort after women, you know, they can, most of those guys, that's why they have most of the women in the city, because they really, they look at the women as just an object, a sex object, and give them a flash a few dollars, give them showing something shiny, whatever, and they know they can get it. Give her a couple of dollars, make her feel like, you know what I'm saying? Make her, give her what she wants, so she can be happy, and, you know, that's, when the woman is happy, that's when she will do what you need, when she's happy, so.
So man, like, we just, fellas, we gotta put our foot down. It does not pay. It's okay to be a good person. You don't want to be the nice guy simp. You don't want to be that. Like, it's okay to be a nice guy, but you don't want to be a simp. You can't afford it. We can't afford it. We got enough stress and stuff we deal with in life as men in general to turn around and have a woman, like, add more stress and headache to your relations, to your life. Because, you know, it takes a lot of energy to give someone your time, effort, and energy, and then you start liking them, but they not liking you the same, but they want to talk to you all the time. They want to confide in you and stuff. That takes a lot out of you. And you're taking on other people's problems and baggage, and that's part of being what the friend zone is. It's, you're in the friend zone. That means she's coming to you with her stuff. Because what y'all going to do, talk about reality shows? You probably into sports. She's into reality shows. Men and women typically aren't into the same things. Y'all might have some things in common. But, you know, if she's friend zoning you, like, because you could argue that it's not even necessarily a friend zone. Sometimes it's actually a fair exchange. Y'all both getting to escape out of it. Like, all right, you're my therapist and I'm your therapist. So sometimes that's an even exchange. You just so happen to like her and she's like, oh, well, no, I ain't signed up for that. That's a little different as opposed to, like, it's clear that she, you know, you're into her. And that's the reason how y'all got in communication, because you got her number or whatever and y'all been talking or whatever. However it went, but she's coming to you with these things that she would confide her man about. If she had a man, a real man, she wouldn't come to you with this stuff. Am I right or wrong, Bobby? If she had a real man, a good man, and she respected it, she would not even come to you with these issues. That's her man's problem.
Exactly.
You ain't clapping those cheeks. Why are you taking on her baggage if you ain't clapping those cheeks? Why?
Exactly.
All you doing is... it's pretty much depriving yourself from an experience with a real woman. That energy that you could be giving to a woman that really is into you for you, you're giving to this woman. You're taking on her problems. It's stressful. Taking on other people's life issues and complications and stuff makes your life more stressful. You know? Guess what she did, guess what he did, and you know, oh my goodness, can you believe that he da-da-da-da and all of this? We took all that. All right, so you want to come over? You want to come stay tonight? No. But stop playing. You know you're my friend. No, I ain't saying no. You're doing too much. See, you're doing too much. I'm about to go. We can sit here talk for hours and hours. As soon as I say, well, you trying to come over. You trying to stay. No, you trying, you know, can I see that little lingerie suit you was talking about? That's your new lingerie piece? Can I see that?
Yeah.
You know, that you was talking about that your man ain't appreciating. Not your man, but she got a boyfriend. I mean, what you expect? Like, this run for the hills. You know, but the pinky that you're dealing with, you got a new lingerie set that he ain't appreciate. All right, well, I've been appreciating you this whole time. I'm here. Can I see it? Come over. Come stay tonight. I'll make it worth your while. Boy, don't play with me. See, I'm about to go because you're doing too much. And you know this ain't that. And you know I'm not about to smash you or nothing, so stop playing and all this. Getting serious, though, like catching that attitude. Like, boy, don't make me block you. Like, what? You sitting here exhausting all of my time, effort, energy, kindness, everything. You catch an attitude with me because I'm trying to smash. We ain't blood relatives. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm giving you everything. I feel like I earned it. Like, I feel like you should give up just on the strength that I've done so much for you. This is even if you don't want us to be together, you know what? You earned this here. You earned this coochie. Like, you know what I mean? You earned it here. I'm going to give it to you this one time just because you were so good to me. Let me be good to you for a second. I know you want me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hate you because I know I'm not into you in that way, but I give you some coochie, though. Like, here. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
golly, at least that. You said, all right, at least I got something out of it. All right, cool. And it's totally using me. Like, golly. You know what I mean, Bobby? That's too much. Like, right. No, she won't continue. She know once she gave you that, she kind of lost her power now. And she you can't hold it over my head no more. I got it. Maybe I want it again, but I got it now. As long as you can hold that over my head, you know that's what I want. You can continue. It's like putting the worm on the fishing rod, right, on the hook. And then instead of letting the fish get it, you just keep running away you keep reeling it away from the fish, and the fish keeps following it. The fish keeps following it, and you keep reeling it out, but you're not letting the fish bite the worm and hook on. Continue to move it away from them.
Pull it back. Right.
You keep reeling it away, and the fish keeps following. And that's all it is. You're just following, chasing it. You know what I mean?
Yep. I totally agree. That's what they do. Yep.
Oh, they love it. They just sit there and talk to their girls about it and stuff. You know what I mean? They be laughing about it. She's like, girl, you know you. They be sitting there like,
right.
Girl, you know you ain't right. Why you doing that to that man? They be laughing like, girl.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about. And they just both bust out laughing.
It makes them feel good. Yeah. To play a guy like that, like, yeah, I made him do this and I did that and made him think he was going to get it, but he didn't get it. That's how they do. It's a game to them, some guys. You know what I'm saying?
It's a game, yeah.
It's a game, yeah. Now, the guys that they see that they're really attracted to physically, it's not a game. And these are the guys that are
going to
with them. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They'll end up being the one getting that experience. If he's
they'll
a strong dude that's used to getting a lot of women and stuff, and
right.
He got options and all
confident.
That stuff, then they'll
the
end
options.
Up getting on the receiving end of that. And they'll
right.
get on the receiving end and see how it feels. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what happens. That's exactly right. So, yeah.
Because you know what's crazy? A man that has achieved financial stability, like a wealthy man, right?
Right.
A wealthy man who has himself together, nice car, nice house, great career, right? And most women consider him to be a fairly attractive man, right? A handsome man,
right?
Or whatever, right? Has more value than a woman that's just a bad chick. She's sexy. She's attractive. She got a big old button up. Yeah. Of course, men are going to want her and crave her. But the man who women crave has more value than the woman who men crave. Because as a woman, you could be a little hood rat. Like, you could be a woman that don't got nothing going for herself, don't want nothing out of life. Smoke and, you know, going to the club all the time. Men are still going to want you at least a smash when you're a man who has these values that women crave, they could look at that as like, it's so far and few in between. It's like, women are a lot more picky than men. And we ain't got time to get into it, but there's a science, behind that. They're genetic, they're made that way scientifically. Like, they're designed to be that way because of procreation. You know what I mean?
Right.
Women are way more selective, you know? So they're going to value you having those traits more because we see so many attractive women that we want to sleep with all the time, every day. Attractive woman is like easy. Oh, I would hit her. I would smash that. Oh, yeah, I would hit that. You know, a woman, because she can get pregnant, she's designed different. She's not going to, she could be more picky. You know what I mean? It's okay for them to have their selections, right? That's how they're designed. The problem isn't that you have your selections and you're going to be more picky. The problem is when you use people. You hold your vagina over his head and use that to get your way out of life. Use people. You know, they just want to smash because you're attractive. You know what I mean? And you'll use that to get what you want. And some women, it's not even all that, even do that still, because at the end of the day, men want sex so bad, she don't got to be a 10. She ain't got to be all that. He still will want to smash. And women who ain't all that even use that, hang it over a man's head. You know what I mean? But
because
of course, the more unfulfilling they are, the more they'll do it.
Yeah, because that's the thing. A lot of men, now some men look at more than a woman's body and everything and looks, but most men don't get caught up in a woman's, like, job, her status, or babies. They just look at her. If he's attracted to her, he'll deal with her. He'll kick it with her. He doesn't care about her baggage or whatever she has going on. But for women, if you're not physically attracted to him, you better have some type of money. You got to have a car, a house. You got to have something else for them to even think. You know, they look at all of that for them to find you attractive. Like some of these sports guys and some of these rappers, they're only attracted to certain women. Whoever, they only got certain women because of who they were. You think Kanye West would have been with Kim Kardashian? Not saying that he's ugly. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if he was not the big millionaire, billionaire rapper or whatever.
There's
he had
no way. That's a great point, Bobby.
Right.
There's no way. Let me say this real record. There's no way Kanye West, now known as Ye, there's no way Ye would have gotten Kim if he was just an average Joe. No way.
An
average Joe isn't going to get Kim unless Kim is just like, somewhere it's like, oh, she's just so attracted to this guy, she's got to have him, and that would be her decision. Women control access to sex. You know this. Aside from that, that would be her decision. Highly unlikely. First of all, the risk and all of that stuff to come with that. Highly unlikely.
Right.
There's no way Kanye, you know, Kim was into, like, dudes of ball players and all that stuff. Dudes was doing the big. Like, there's no way. There's no way.
Ray J
that he would have gotten her. No way.
I know she was friends with Brandy, I believe, with Kim Kardashian, and maybe that's also how Ray J got it. But the thing is, you know, because but he's also a celebrity actor or something.
Ray J was
so
bigger than her. She was nobody at that time when they made that sex tape. Ray J was the bigger name than her at that time.
Yeah.
She wasn't nobody at that time.
Yeah. So, yeah, I believe he dated Kim Kardashian, Ray J, because, you know, and because of maybe his sister and him, they were already actors. And, you know, Brandy was a singer, and he was an actor on Moesha and all that. And he was also a singer. So, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. They, you know, celebrity status. You got to be some type of, have that celebrity status for her to even, you know, think about dating you. So that's what a lot of women do. I mean, I will say this too now about women. Yeah, women should deal with a guy who has some type of something going for him. So I'm not saying you could be somebody who has much money, but I'm just saying not that lazy dude that's sitting on the couch all day smoking weed and drinking and playing video games. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that I understand. If you don't want a guy that's not trying to make no money, you know, he's trying to use her money, but he's home smoking, you know, drinking and doing nothing. You know, have a life, or you paying your own rent and getting your rent paid, or you taking care of your son and daughter. You know, a guy like that, and he may not have much money, but if he's taking care of business, then that he's a decent, to me, in my book, he's a decent guy. He's doing all the right things. Like he's taking care of his own. He's not using nobody else's money to take care of his rent and all that stuff. He got his own thing going on. And bills are being paid. He's taking care of all this stuff. But he doesn't need nobody financially to help him take care of his rent and bills. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to be a millionaire. It's not like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but the thing is, those guys, will they even have an opportunity to date somebody like Kim Kardashian or anybody else of that status, you know, Janet Jackson or whoever, you know what I'm saying? So.
No, but get this, Bobby. A woman who has the, people consider Kim Kardashian to be a very attractive woman, right? So a woman who doesn't
right.
have the Kim Kardashian name but has the same sex appeal,
right?
She's considered just as attractive of a woman as Kim Kardashian, but she's a regular woman.
Mm-hmm.
Even those women will be like, you know, no celebrity attached will still
mm-hmm.
be like real selective and, you know, probably got some dudes that's in the friend zone, you know, because life is stressful.
Right.
Well, everybody needs somebody to talk to, but men are See, women, it's a lot to it. We're better beings to talk to about life issues than women. Because we don't always judge things from an emotional perspective. So when we can eliminate the emotional part out of it, we can get more to the bottom of things. And
right.
a woman is going to appreciate
right.
the honesty that she'll get as opposed
right.
to the girl power she'll get in a woman. Of course, some women will have some women that will keep it real, but, you know, we
right.
eliminate that whole girl power emotional stuff, and it's like, it's just straight, like, just getting it, the hardcore rawness of what it is. A woman will appreciate, like, it's something to appreciate in that, you know. So men, we're better at that. Everybody needs somebody to talk to and confide in, and most people can't afford a therapist. And when you're a friend zone, that's what you are. You're a free therapist / man pawn. That's it. That's it. You're a therapist that's not getting paid. You know, you're a therapist that's giving your time and effort and not getting paid. You're a man pawn because you're absorbing all of her baggage. And you got nothing to show for but a woman wants to actually talk to me. Yay! That was cool when we was in ninth grade. That's not so cool when you're a grown man with your own bills and stress and life stuff that you got going on. Because
right.
if you're single and she's single, then it's like, well, why? Why am I not good enough? But I'm good enough to talk to you. Stop using me. Just go. Like, just go in. Get yourself a therapist. That's what men got to start doing. That's my final statement, closing statement. Like,
mm-hmm.
men, especially young men,
you're a
like, let them know.
Yeah.
Let them know. Like,
yeah.
hey, I'm not going to be your man pawn. I'm not going to be your free therapist. You're not going to friend zone me. I'm okay with being cool, meaning we see each other, hey, it's good, da da da. But I'm getting something out of this. Right now, you're getting everything out of it because you're getting all the things that you would want in a man.
Right.
Except minus
mm-hmm.
the sex, which I'm the one being the father of, because you're choosing not to go there. And you don't want to date me exclusively. You don't want us to be together in a relationship. And you don't want me to smash. But you want me to take on all the baggage that a man would take on in a relationship. And I'm getting all the baggage with no benefits. I am not with that. I'm not going to do it. Listen, if I'm going to sit here, we both know
you
that
take on all
I,
the baggage stuff
I,
for the sex.
Yeah, like we both know that I got the formula. I got what you need. That's why you keep coming to me. I got that Popeye's chicken seasoning. I got the seasoning, and you know this. So it's pay to play, just like y'all do us. We gotta have money. We gotta have what you know in order to have access. No, you gotta pay to play too. You know what I mean? So if you want to be able to have this access that I'm giving you. To get all of these, like, these real viewpoints and stuff and not stop what I'm doing to confide, to let you confide in me and stuff, you're going to have to bend over, straight up. You're going to have to let me smash. You're going to have to let me blaze those buttons. Yes. You are going to have to let me hit. You're going to have to give me access, like, or I'm closing access. No. No, it's not going to be one-sided. No. Before we even go over this, I know the last few days, it's been like, I've been here for you and stuff, and it's cool. I don't necessarily mind, but let's just get this straight right here, right now. Before we have another therapy session, what we doing? Do you like me, too? I'm making you. I actually like you. Do you like me? No, I don't look at you like that. Okay, cool. Well, that's fine. It's cool. So I know we won't do a relationship thing. All right, that's cool. Here's the next thing. Since I'm sitting here doing all of this free labor, you know, you going to let me smash? What you mean? I mean, I straight up. I'm trying to make this show too ratchet and use too much profanity. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm trying to keep it real clean. Can I smash? I want to smash. Like, I'm not, you know, right now, if I'm not smashing, I'm not going to be your man pawn. I'm not going to be your best kept secret, but without the minus the goodies. Because everybody's like, you know, the best kept secret is like, oh, but usually that's you smashing. No, I'm the best kept secret that ain't smashing, though. That ain't getting no. I'm just the guy that's just, you know, being like used. No, I'm not going to be him. I need to hit. If I'm not hitting, you know, it's cool that we're not right for each other because you're looking at me like, cool. Can I hit? No? All right. Well, have a good day. Have a good day. Don't call me no more. Nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm not going to let you use me, no. Find somebody else. No. Now, if you're okay with that, then fine. Like, it's fair game. If you're not okay with it, be a man. Speak up. Stand on your pivot. Do not let these women use you. You're going to send yourself to an early grave letting these women use you and absorb you like that. You got your own life and stress and stuff to be dealing with. If you're stressing me out. I need a stress reliever. So your vagina is my stress reliever. If I got to sit here and take on all that stress that you've given me, and you're not going to provide me a stress reliever, which is your vagina, then have a nice day. Bye. Be gone. I'm good. Peace. Deuces. I'm out. Don't let the door hit you with a good little scripture. Straight up.
Okay.
That's my advice to men, especially the young men. Trust me. Yeah, it might sound harsh now. You can thank me for it later. When you get older, you can thank me for it later. You experience life. Trust me. Bobby, I'm going to go ahead and leave the mic to you. Floor is yours.
Yeah, man, you pretty much covered it all, but you're right. I'm going to have to say, you know, depending on the situation or the relationship, you know, if a guy and a girl is in the friend zone, or if a woman puts a guy in the friend zone, and they've been friends since, I don't know, elementary school, and, you know, they want to, and I guess you could say that's understandable. They've been friends since kids, and they just want to keep it that way. That's one thing. But if you're just meeting somebody and you're adults and a guy doesn't want to be, like, put in the friend zone, he needs to really sit down and have a talk with her. You know, he's just like how women say, you know, hey, we need to speak or we need to talk. He needs to tell her, listen, we need to talk. Like, you know, how long is this friend? You need to know, like, what is the chances moving forward of us being in a relationship? You know, because I need to know, because, you know, if that's what you want to do, then okay, I may respect it and do that, but I'm going to be looking for a woman to be in a relationship with. Move on, you know. But we could still be friends, but, you know, if things get deep with me and the person I met, and I may not have the time to be kicking it with you, or you may not be able to call me and speak to me, venting to me about what you're going through all the time, because I ain't going to have the time for it. So you're going to have to just understand that, you know, because I may be busy with my new girlfriend. So, you know, you know, you have to let them, to be honest with them, you know, be honest and keep it real, because you are you know what you want, just like she knows what she wants. So, you know, sometimes two people just, you know, they may fall apart based on that. So, and that's just, and that's life, you know. So, yeah, I just got the bottom line at the end of the day, just keep it real with the young lady who wants to keep you in the friend zone. Because sometimes, like I said before, you know, you may move on and still be, like, kicking into her head and there as a friend. And now she knows you have a woman. Now here she come wanting to mention or step in between that, or now she's looking at you differently. So that happens, too, when you move on. And she be like, oh, knowing that you wanted to be with her in that way, but now you moved on, you don't want her like that. And, you know, you're respecting it. Now they want to – sometimes women are weird like that. Sometimes they do stuff like that. They want to play games. And so not keep it real with themselves or with you. So so you just have to like, listen, I wanted to kick it with you from day one, and you put me in this box. So now I moved on. And I, you know, now you're in the box, okay? So that's all right, you know. Now you're in this, going to stay in this box. So that's what it is. So, you know, so, yeah, don't – yeah, you don't want to get treated like a, you know, a sap, a simp. You don't get treated like a man pawn, you know? You know, a wet man pawn, you know, a wet, dirty man pawn. So, yeah, keep it real, the bottom line. You don't have to be, things don't have to get ugly, but just be realistic, you know, and man up because, you know, there's so many women out there. I mean, you're not going to be able to be with any woman you want, every woman you want. Now, you know, of course, when you get your life together and you got certain things that women like, they're going to throw themselves at you anyway. But, you know, so that's another thing. So you got to be careful with that because they look only looking to get with you because of the things you have, you know, the material thing and nothing else. So you got to watch, you know, really pay attention to these women. You know, they usually tell you who they are, show you who they are. So just pay attention and watch for the signs and look for the red flags and, you know, just look out for them red flags, man. So you know when to stop and when to go, you know. So there you have it. Yep. So.
Yes, sir. Well said, Bobby. So, oh, man, I can't wait to go ahead. I'm about to tell you before we air. Like, man, I ate, like, twice in 2 days. You know, it's been so much, you know, that's going on, you know. We ripping and running. That's why a lot of us end up finding ourselves at McDonald's and Popeyes and all that stuff at the end of the night because you're doing all this stuff and you're going to look at that mouth like going home cooking. You know?
I just had,
I cannot wait to go get some grub.
I just had 2 slices of Papa John's pizza.
I heard you eating. You know? I ain't going to say that. I'm like, Bobby's over there eating. I can hear it. I'm mad at home with you. He's like, forget this. I can't wait till the show. I got to eat.
Yeah, it's just like,
you know,
pizza,
little
man,
yeah. Like me over here, stomach over here. Girl. I said, look, it's what, 3 o'clock Eastern time right now. I still haven't eaten since yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I had
to imagine.
But when you were asking me certain things, I came on, I was still eating.
Yeah,
yeah,
you had to respond. I could tell you was chewing, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do, man. Your mom be like me, is I'm over here like, okay, you know what? My stomach is mad. Like, you know how sometimes you start to not even feel hungry, but you know you're hungry, but your stomach, like, you know what, man? Screw this. I ain't even hungry, but it's hungry. It's just got an attitude. So you don't even feel hungry, but you know you're hungry because you felt the hunger.
But you know you got
to now,
right.
It
don't feel
like you're hungry, but you know you're hungry because as soon as you start eating, you're going to start tearing it up because you know you haven't eaten.
Exactly.
I'm at that stage now. Like, the stomach got an attitude. I'm trying to make it seem like it ain't hungry, but it really is. It's just got an attitude. I'm at that stage right now, so it's definitely time to grub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so we close
definitely.
This show out. Let me go ahead and, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I got some hot wings I'm going to throw in the oven, and I got some red velvet cake. You rock with the red velvet cake?
Of course.
You like the red velvet cake, Bobby?
Yes, I like that. Yeah.
I got some fresh red velvet cake.
There you
go. This, and I got these
with
wings. I'm going to put these wings in the oven.
Yeah,
it's like white and red.
Yeah.
It's like a dark red color.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. I'm going to tear that up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tear that up.
I'll buy some.
Some hot wings. I might throw some fries.
Red and white. Yeah.
I'm definitely fries up in the oven. I don't even feel like waiting for the fries. I ain't got time for that. I'm about to just the wings and then eat the cake. I'm just eat some chips. The fries gonna take longer, and I need the quicker the better.
The wings and the cake.
The quicker the better.
That works for me.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to get to it. That's all. What, Bobby? Real quick, blue cheese or ranch? What's your preference for wings?
Oh man,
for hot wings, blue cheese or ranch?
Oh, blue cheese.
If you had to pick one, what would it be?
Hot wings. If I have to go with blue cheese.
If you had to pick one, what would it be?
If I had to pick one, it'd be blue cheese.
Blue cheese? Blue cheese be smacking on the wings. But for some reason, I'm starting to become a ranch guy. I don't know why I've always picked blue cheese over
ranch. A lot with,
I'm starting to become
a
ranch guy.
I just had a little wing with ranch dressing. But I do, like, I used to always eat blue cheese. But lately, I've been eating ranch. I ain't gonna lie. But if I had to choose, I'm going to have to say blue cheese. But I do ranch, too. I just had some wings and with ranch dressing from Papa John's. I got pizza and wings from there. Yeah. But they give you ranch dressing. They don't give you blue cheese. So that's why lately I've been eating ranch dressing with. But ranch is good, too. I love ranch. I love both. So
yeah.
I'm going to say
blue cheese did give you, like, more flavor. Like, especially, I think blue cheese goes good for, like, boneless wings. Because you dip the wing right in and just eat it. You ain't got to pick through it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just flavor. It's a straight flavor. Mm-hmm. Just instantly, all the flavors just sensationalize your tongue instantly. As soon as it touches down.
Yeah.
You know,
and Red Lobster, they usually give you blue cheese dressing.
Oh, yeah, it's time to wrap up. The more we talk about this, I'm about starting the water now. Pause. Gotta pause that. But, yeah. This is Take Real, Bobby G. It's Real Talk Radio. We should be on next Thursday. Hopefully nothing happened that will prevent that from happening.
We will be on. We will be on next Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday
so,
night.
Yeah, expect us next, what day is Thursday?
What day?
What's the date of Thursday?
The date of Thursday, today is the 19th, so Thursday will be, the 24th.
So Thursday, Thanksgiving, we can't come on the Thanksgiving. Dang.
Thanksgiving Day, okay.
I didn't realize that.
Football
will be on all day.
Yeah.
I don't really celebrate holidays like that no more. But I understand that everybody's going to be doing that Thanksgiving thing, and I'm probably going to find myself somewhere eating, too. So even though I don't really celebrate it, I feel like, you know, that's some horrible stuff that, you know, the colonizers did to the Indians.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I feel like that's like, you know, it's just like rubbing it in to embrace that as a celebration, considering what they say, what the pilgrims did to the Indians or whatever, what the colonizers did to the natives. You know what I mean? So I don't celebrate that.
Why
so more. But I got to give me some good food. I ain't going to lie. Like, I got to – the opportunity for good food is there. How am I going to turn that down, though? But I don't believe in the celebration, though, at all. It's nothing to celebrate.
Right, the celebration.
You know what I mean?
No, I would say,
That's a whole different discussion right there,
The American natives, the Native Americans, right, the indigenous people.
We're not celebrating that. There ain't nothing to celebrate about. Just go ahead and have dinner and stuff, but all that happy Thanksgiving, ain't nothing happy and nothing.
Ain't nothing happy about Thanksgiving, but enjoy your food.
We're not celebrating that. We're not embracing this.
Right.
Just go eat some good food and watch football.
Right. There you go. Watch football and eat some good food.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ain't no happy Thanksgiving.
Sure.
It's just another day. We just eating the day. Look at it like that. We just eating the day. We ain't celebrating this food.
Yep. Right. We just having
absolute
a good
madness
on that day.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes,
sir. So
and research what we're talking about for you guys who don't know about what happened on Thanksgiving Day with the pilgrims and what they did to the Indians. So, right.
Exactly.
Be thirsty for yourself.
Exactly.
Y'all got a cell phone, that's right, we do. So, yeah.
Exactly. Ooh. So what day are we going to do it then? We're going to do maybe next Saturday again?
Let me see.
Because Friday is definitely not a great day for me. So
Saturday's not a great day? What about...
Friday's not a good day. We could do... I thought Wednesdays, because, you know, the schedule and everything,
Friday's
I thought Wednesdays weren't really good for me.
Wednesday, let me see.
Right, because, you know, you got to handle business on Wednesdays now, right? So... Mm-hmm.
Right,
you gotta get
that
bacon. You gotta go get the bacon, man. You gotta go get the bacon. So,
yeah,
we probably gonna have to do next
Saturday. I don't
know,
man. Yeah, right. If we don't do it Thanksgiving Day, then we have to do it next Saturday. Then after that, we're gonna do it to Thursday, I guess.
I mean, I'm not saying we can't. Hey, listen, I thought you probably was gonna be with your family. I told you, I don't celebrate that holiday no more. So,
I mean, if you want to do Thanksgiving,
you know, I figured
you
probably
like
be with your fam hanging out, and then you know, football and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, I say we can do it early if you want. And if not Saturday, I say I can go for Thursday morning, like 10 o'clock or something like that. Or I don't know if you'll be up or 10, 11 o'clock or even 12 o'clock.
We'll figure it out. For me, I'd probably prefer to do it then that night instead. But let's figure it out. What scenario we got to do next Saturday, we will. But we'll definitely figure it out because, like I said, I expect you to probably be with your family and stuff. I don't know what you had planned. See, this is real talk we have right now. This is literally a behind-the-scenes conversation we would normally have. Am I right, Bobby?
Yes, sir. Well, we're
this is the type of behind-the-scenes conversation we have.
Here.
Y'all just hearing it right now. Like,
this is a behind-the-scenes
in real
conversation
time.
Right here.
We're just keeping it real. That's what we do. We're just having a real conversation trying to figure it out. So either next Thursday or next Saturday, either the 24th or the 26th, you know, expect us. So, you know, when we find out, y'all will know. Especially, you know, make sure you follow us so you can get the notifications. Our email is itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. Email us if you're interested, if you have, you know, commentary, you have questions or comments you want to make the faster address on the show. You know, itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. Or if you're interested in being a guest because, you know, you have to be living under a rock to not know that we give the best interviews, you know. You may find some people as good as us with interviews. You're not going to find anyone better than us. And I can say that with confidence because we put in the work. We do the research, and we come. We come with the questions, and we just – this is what we do, man. So, you know, if you're interested in being a guest, you have a question, comment, or anything you wanted to make, and that's the Just Live, it's – realtalkradio@gmail.com. That's our email address.
Sure.
That's how you reach us. We expect that that's either next Thursday or Saturday. Aside from this Thursday coming up, if we don't get to air on Thursday, we are our air day for right now is Thursdays. And that's just the official day for right now. Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So, I guess that's everything. With that said, this is Tay Real. I'm going to let you say your own, Bobby.
Bobby G.
Yes, sir. Fresh out of NY, the Mecca. Bobby G from the Mecca. It's Tay Real from Charm City. This is It's Real Talk Radio.
More.
Yes, sir. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.